Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. Had a little computer glitch there, but we're all worked out now and back live. And in about 13 minutes, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite people, Pat Carroll, for her annual holiday visit. It's like annual Christmas visits this morning. You know, and that's why I think of this radio program not so much as a program every day, but more of like my house. People stopping by my house to pay holiday salutations and greetings and so on and so forth. And you know what's interesting about that? For the most part, we do it all over the telephone. And during this whole mess, this pandemic, that's how people are having to do this. Zoom and telephone calls and so on and so forth. But I've been doing this for years, and it works. You know, it's fun to visit with these people at the holiday time, and Pat Carroll's one of my favorites coming up here in about 12 minutes. Now, how about that? Now, what in the world was Kriskin talking about? So I have finally opened up this envelope. Now, remember, the envelope said, as understood, the impression I received at 3:33 p.m. on October 6th is enclosed. This envelope should remain sealed until you and I are live during your broadcast and open and discuss its contents in comparison to my future prediction of the election. The enclosed is not a prediction of the presidential election. Okay, that's the envelope I received long ago. Now, this morning, we opened that. And by the way, Kreskin's other prediction, which was in Atlantic City, as he said, predicted Joe Biden. That was open last night. And what was inside the envelope all this time for 10 weeks that I've had this letter says, Kreskin, October the 8th, 2020, Scott Spears, the strongest impression I received last 3:33 p.m., Tuesday, October 6th, is Joe Biden. And as we all know, Joe Biden did win the election. But now here's the thing about this. Then Kreskin goes on and says that he feels his prediction is wrong. Now what does that mean? See, but he wouldn't tell us. Now Kreskin will be back on. When will he be? He'll be on between Christmas and New Year's because he does his New Year's predictions, which are always a lot of fun. But I don't know what that's all about. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, the cat is finally out of the bag. Kreskin has made his predictions, and they both were for Joe Biden, and it went that way. So there you go. How interesting is that? Again, you can still send us Christmas cards here at the station. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure your return address is in there so we can get you a card back. Also, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You have until the weekend to send those out to get a card back from Santa Claus. Now, we've got about 10 minutes here if anybody wants to call in and talk about this Kreskin prediction, which was a long time coming. So we've got about 10 minutes here. 740-383-9944. Do want to let everybody know that On the Air with Glenn Coble and myself will take place after this show today, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. So you won't want to miss any of those things. But again, we do have about 10 minutes left here before I'm going to go to Pat Carroll. So if you would like to call in, now's the time. Do you have anything you would like to say in regard to Kreskin's prediction? Or what he just said in hour number one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'd be interested to get your thoughts. Now, the other big story of the morning. You know, it's been an interesting week. Because we learned on Monday, and these are both really Ohio stories, even though they impact the nation. And thank goodness they're not pandemic or election stories. We all learned on Monday that after 105 years, the Cleveland Indians will be changing their name because the owners feel it's time and they're going to evolve on this issue. We don't know when the name change will happen, sometime within the next year and a half. And we don't know what the new name will be, but that's going on. We learned that on Monday. And then we learned this morning that our good pal Gary Burbank, who's been voicing Earl Pitts for 35 years, nationally, Earl Pitts is syndicated nationally, Earl has been on, as I say, 35 years, the longest running comedy syndicated radio program in the history of radio, will be coming to an end in early 2021. Now, I believe Gary is recording his last Earl this week. So he will have them all in the bag after this week, and he will not tape another Earl. But there's a little bit of a backlog on it. So new Earls will run through early 2021, but that'll be it. Once the last new Earl runs, I don't know what they'll do. I don't know if they'll air classics. I don't know if it'll just go away. I don't know. But there will be no new Earl Pitts commentaries every day sometime in the beginning of 2021. So another thing going by the wayside. But when you consider that that's been on for 35 years, since 1985, I would guess, that's been going on, that it's a well-deserved retirement. And, boy, you know, I don't know where these are all kept or where they're all recorded, but you think 5 days a week for 35 years he's been doing these things, how many would that be? Does anybody have a pen and paper out there? Let me get a pen and paper out, and let's see if I can do the math on this, because I do not have a calculator near me. I don't even have a piece of paper, really. Okay, wait, there's a piece of paper. Let's see if I can figure this out. Okay, so there are 52 weeks in a year, and he does 5 a year. Now, I don't know if he takes off any days. I don't know that he does. So let's say he does 5 a week for 52 weeks a year. That would be 260 commentaries a year. 260 commentaries every year. So 260 multiplied by 35 years would mean, okay, carry the 3. Who has ever done math on the air like this? Okay, carry the 1. So this means that he has done 9,100 Earl Pitts commentaries. 9,100 Earl Pitts commentaries when it comes to an end in early 2021. That's quite a few. Now, I wonder, you know, and I'm sure they're now all backed up on a computer. So it's not like they have to be stored anywhere big like things used to have to be stored. Audio tape, 8-track, reel-to-reel, all that sort of thing. They're probably just on a computer somewhere, but 9,000 of these things, or give or take, depending on when it actually started and do they take any days off during the year. But somewhere around 9,000 Earl Pitts commentaries over the last 30 years. Does anybody have anything to say about that? We've got about 4 minutes before we're going to call Pat Carroll up here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any? We had a lot of talk Monday about the Indians name change. Now, I know so many people listen to Earl Pitts. How do you feel about that all coming to an end in 2021? And we will have Gary Burbank on. I talked to Gary last night and wished him well and congratulated him on having the longest running comedy syndicated program. And he said he would come on the show within the next week and talk exclusively about leaving the Earl Pitts Show. And Gary's been on quite a few times. Nice man, good guy, just a very unique fellow, very down-to-earth fellow. And he came to Marion once and did a show that I was doing, and everybody loved Gary Burbank. Everybody loved Gary Burbank. He was just beloved in that character of Earl Pitts. So many people think that Gary is Earl. More people, I would venture, know the name Earl Pitts than know the name Gary Burbank. So how about that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the Cleveland, they got Rockets Stadium in Cleveland. Why don't they just call them the Cleveland Rockets?
Cleveland Rockets. Well, that's not a bad name. Why not?
And, well, what the name the other day, they were talking about the Rocket Rollers. And the Cleveland Rockets, they got the stadium that put their logo on them.
It's not a bad suggestion.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. And again, the phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about the end of the Indians again after 105 years. And the end of the Indians' name. The team will go on, of course. And the end of Earl Pitts after 35 years in radio syndication. Now, that won't go on. Now, maybe classic Earl Pitts will go on. I don't know what the situation will be there. But no new Earl Pittses after the early days of 2021. And I can't wait to hear why Gary is doing this and what the plan is. And just, it'll be fun to talk to Gary about the end of Earl. Although it's a sad event for so many people. I know so many people in this area who would tune their radios, because Earl Pitts was only like a 2 or 3 minute segment. And people wait for that. They wait to hear that. They loved it, to hear what he had to say. So it's all very interesting. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with a holiday visit from my pal, Pat Carroll. Stay tuned.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers, and that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listen to the WWGH. This is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWG. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. the place to be.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, December the 16th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great guest for the next 30 minutes. In fact, it's a real touchstone for me during the holiday time, and I'm going to get to that momentarily, but I do got a little bit of housekeeping. We thank our number one, Santa Larry Jefferson, for coming on. He is the first African-American Santa to serve at the Mall of America in Minnesota, and we thank him for coming on this morning. The amazing Kreskin came on this morning, and we opened up his prediction for the 2020 election, which he had sent me back in October, and it was for Joe Biden, so he was correct in his prediction, and we thank amazing Kreskin for coming on in hour number one, and Kreskin will be back on next, about 2 weeks from now with his New Year's predictions for 2021. Now, coming up tomorrow on this show, from 8:10 to 9 a.m., legendary newsman Sam Donaldson will be along with childhood Christmas stories and memories of Christmases in Washington covering the presidents for ABC News, as well as a special reading he's going to do tomorrow morning at 8:10 a.m. 9:10 tomorrow, we've got the Queen of Helpful Hints, Heloise, who's been doing that for Good Housekeeping Magazine, and she's a best-selling author, to tell us how to do your holiday gatherings and parties and celebrate Christmas and New Year's. And as many of you know, Gary Burbank, the voice of Earl Pitts, who, I believe this is right, Earl Pitts is the longest running comedy radio syndicated program in the history of radio, 35 years that's been going on. As many of you found out yesterday, Gary Burbank is calling it a day after 35 years. No more Earl Pitts. He will record his last Earl Pitts this week, and it will air sometime in early 2021, and Gary's been a good friend for many years, and he will come on this program next week in his first interview since the end of Earl Pitts, and discuss why that all happened. So I talked to Gary last night, and we'll have him on next week. Now, it is the holiday season, and it is an interesting year because of this pandemic. But something that has not changed is my love and admiration for our guest right now. Now, this lady, let me tell you a little bit about our relationship over the last getting close to 20 years now. She comes on her birthday every Cinco de Mayo for many, many years. We love having her on at birthday time. She comes on at Christmas, which is the visit today. She has been on Thanksgiving Day, and she has just been a periodical guest over the years, or a periodic guest, I guess you would say, and she is always, always, always fantastic. A few years ago, she read How the Grinch Stole Christmas for us. She has read Twas the Night Before Christmas for us. She talked about being in the Macy's Day Parade at Thanksgiving as Mother Goose and having a little flask under her to stay warm that particular year. And I have visited her home during our 2017 trip to New York in Cape Cod, and she was absolutely gracious. And you can see that whole interview on YouTube by searching myself, Scott Spears, and this lady's name, Pat Carroll. She is an Emmy and Grammy award-winning actress, the most hospitable, kind woman I ever knew, and what a 30-minute period we're going to have today visiting. It's never enough time. The most gracious lady of all time, and I know the audience loves her, and they love her voice, they love her laugh, and honestly, she's one of the best actresses ever in the history of acting. Don't let anybody tell you any different if you ever saw her on stage as Gertrude Stein or any of the comedic roles she has done over the years. We don't have a national theater in the United States, but if we did, this woman would be in it, and I consider her a national treasure at this point. Now I'm going to shut up and get out of the way so you can hear her, because I know that's what you want. Here we go for 35 minutes. The legendary Pat Carroll. Pat, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Scott. What a lovely introduction. How kind you are. And haven't we had fun over the years?
You know, I can't believe, I was thinking, of all the things we've done, this has now been going on for nearly 20 years.
Are you kidding? It feels like only last Thursday.
I know. It's like... It's like...
Oh, my goodness. We've done this for so long, and it's always enjoyable.
Well, you know, Pat, it's interesting because you come on, and there is... I don't plan an introduction. I don't have any agenda. We just talk, and it blows right by.
That's right. Well, that's what it should be. That's the joy of radio. I remember as a kid being fascinated by the radio, and I had a treehouse with friends of mine, Jane and Jocelyn Pine. God bless them. I hope they're still with us. And us kids sat up in that treehouse their kind and generous father had made for us. And we enjoyed our radio so much. We were three addicted kids to all the stuff that was on radio. And what joy we had in that treehouse with the radio. And the radio meant so much in those days. It was, I think it was more fun than television, as a matter of fact. Well, because you had to listen to people.
You know, it's interesting, Pat. Every broadcaster I ever talked to, whether they went into television or not, if they ever worked in radio, they always said they had more fun in radio because you have more control, because it's live, you have more time, and you have to paint
right.
The picture.
That's right. And you are talking to people. And in their minds, you are talking with people. Because they're answering you whether they know it or not. They're talking back to you.
Well, and I think whoever, and we think of it now just as a standard, but whoever tied the radio to the car was brilliant. Because that's where people are listening.
Oh, it's the truth. And what a good companion the car radio is when you're traveling, particularly on a long trip, because you get local news so you know where you are and what's going on. And if you have interesting people interviewing, you're meeting new friends, and it's wonderful.
It really is, and I always think television, you've got to put your eyes on, so you've got to be somewhat aware. Radio is your friend. We're just with you.
That's right. You're sitting there beside you and having a good chin wag.
Exactly. Pat, here we are, the holiday season of 2020. How are things out on Cape Cod Christmas time?
Oh, they're always wonderful. I so love Cape Cod. It's such a wonderful and special place. And I'm sitting in my living room right now, and I'm looking out the windows. There are a train windows there, and I'm looking out on a sunny winter day, and birds just flew by. Hi, birdies. And it's just so comfortable and good and warm, and there you are. That's my word from Cape Cod.
Beautiful. Now, Pat, we talked about this in the past, that you really aren't, at this point in your life, much into decorating anymore.
No, I don't, because I'll tell you, it's just too doggone hard. And unless you're entertaining, I think, it's based on the person and what they want to be surrounded by. But I think it's such an effort to do, and unless you are entertaining, you're in it every day, so it loses its surprise and joy after a bit.
Now, Pat,
that shouldn't stop people from decorating.
Now, do you have anything out that's special to you for Christmas?
What do you mean by out?
Do you have anything sitting out? Do you have an ornament, a tree, a statue, anything?
Usually there is a... Masha, do we get a Christmas tree?
We haven't the past couple of years.
The past couple of years we have not put up a tree. Because I'll tell you, there is so much work involved, and I so admire everybody who puts up a tree.
But you're so lazy.
And I'm so lazy. Kind of the truth. But it's wonderful if you're doing a lot of entertaining. But if you aren't, you're just looking at the same tree every day. You know, and there you are. That's my idea anyway.
Now, Pat, many years ago we talked about this, and I want to bring it up again. When you had kids at home, your kids, when they were younger, you have to wrap the gifts.
Right.
Now, this was not something you told us you excelled in.
No. Oh, I'm dreadful. I'm dreadful. They look like somebody ran over them. Well, it's the truth. I'm not fibbing to you.
Well, now, but your mother was very good.
Oh, well, she was good at everything. Oh, God, my mother was a genius. That lady was so extraordinary. And I used to sneak. She used to sit at a table at Farmer's Market in Los Angeles with her coffee of the morning just to watch people. She adored watching people. And I used to sneak at another table far from her so she wouldn't see me, but I could see her. And I watched her. She took such joy in watching people and in checking them out. And she'd smile when they tickled her. And that was her joyous little time every day, was sitting in Farmer's Market in Los Angeles watching people. Isn't that marvelous?
That's a great thing. And Pat, you are a born Louisiana girl.
Oh, I am, Shreveport, Louisiana.
What were Christmases like in Louisiana?
I don't remember because my folks left there when I was about 5, I guess, because we lived in El Paso, Texas for a bit before moving to Los Angeles, where I spent most of my childhood and teenage years and growing up.
Now, being in Texas and Louisiana and California, this is a warm climate during Christmas. What's it like to be in a warm climate at this holiday time?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Although it's we're moving to be in the winter time around Christmas because it seems more right. You know, Christmas is winter time. It's snow and all that jazz. But I've always enjoyed Christmas in California with all of its climate and sunshine, and there you are. That's the way it is.
Now, do you have any Christmas memories that stick out in your mind?
I do, and those memories are mostly of my mother and the joy she took in decorating the house. In making the house Christmassy, the minute you knocked on the door and she opened it, you knew it was Christmas time. But she took such joy and pleasure in surrounding herself with Christmas spirit so that if anybody came in, they had part of a Christmas spirit as well. I always admired her for all the work she put into that because I am a lazy oaf and I don't do that.
You know, Pat, we talk about this spirit of Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas is very special, and it's a very special feeling, I think. And because it's shared by everyone, everybody knows Christmas. They either practice it or they don't. But they know about it, and they know what it's about. And it's a universal kind of entertainment that we all exchange with each other. And you're always delighted, and not surprised so much, but always pleased when people take the trouble to decorate for Christmas. And, you know, the house tells you it is Christmas time if you don't know the calendar. And I just appreciate that so much. And my mother used to enjoy the Christmastide especially, and she took extra trouble to decorate the house. The house was always done up to the nth degree, and she took many hours to do that and loved doing it. And she loved entertaining over the holidays as well.
You know, Pat, this has been a very interesting year, different from so many others because of this pandemic. How's it been for you?
Well, you know, you keep living no matter what's going on out in the world, but I think it affects everybody, and I think it worries them, and I think people are aware more than they ever are of the outside and what's going on out there. And I think people are fearful.
It's tough.
Yes,
it's very
it is.
Tough.
And I think the weather has acted naughty. And I think people don't feel safe. I think they don't feel safe in the world today. And rightfully so.
You know, Pat, as a woman at this point, 93 and a half years old.
Yes, I am. Can you believe it? I can't. And I feel 15.
That now, what's the secret to that, Pat? We all want to know that.
The secret is just getting a kick out of life. Every day is different. None of it's the same. You know, every day is a different day. And I just enjoy all the surprises that are in one day. And it's not just me, it's everybody. It's
now,
everybody.
Now, at this point, Pat, of course, everybody knows you were such a legendary actress. But obviously at this point, when people get into their 90s, and certainly during this pandemic, not much work going on acting-wise, has that been difficult to leave the profession?
Oh, no, no. It's never difficult to leave and never difficult to come back in and do something.
At this point, is there anything you have not done in the acting profession you would like to do?
I don't think so. I've even done a one-woman show. I've traveled all over this country to perform, and I have loved doing it. I love playing for audiences different places. And I've just been very fortunate, that's all, and I'm very grateful.
Now,
and
Pat,
I let it be known.
Now, Pat, when you look back, what to you, because we have to say you certainly were a success, what do you attribute your success to?
Loving the work I do. And I think that's true for everybody. I don't care what your work is. You're going to be successful at it if you love it and throw your whole self into it. And I think that's true for everybody, and I don't care what the work is.
You know, it's interesting, Pat, because you're the kindest woman in the world, and for about the last 30 or 40 years, you played these horrible women on television.
Weren't they wonderful? Including Ursula.
Ursula. So how does somebody who's so kind approach playing an awful person?
Very easy. You just think of all the stinkers you've met. And play them.
It's interesting because you play mean so well. It's fun to watch.
Oh, is that a nice thing to say? Thank you.
Well, it's one of the... And I remember the two favorite of mine. Of course, you have Ursula, but I love that mean woman you played on Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, wasn't she joyous?
Oh, gave Mary a rough time.
And you know I got hate mail?
Isn't that something?
How dare you act like that with our Mary? Oh, people were infuriated with that woman.
And then you were on a show, and I hope they still play this, doing a guest spot with Dixie Carter called Designing Women.
Yes.
And you played this awful old school teacher on that show, and boy, was she hilarious.
Oh, wasn't she an old crank? an old pickle puss.
One of the best.
Well, you know, I think all of us, certainly during our school years, ran into teachers who were pickle pusses. And how they ever wanted to go into teaching, I don't know. Because teaching is a joyous profession, and the best teachers are the happiest ones. And they certainly have shared their lives with me, oh golly. And I was always in Catholic school. I had 12 years of Catholic education, all nuns, very few secular teachers, mostly nuns. And those good women, oh, may they rest in peace, because they made us kids so happy with their discipline. They were very disciplined, not mean, but disciplined. And they got us regimented, and it felt good. and they made us share everything, and that felt good. And the nuns were always exemplary, and I'm so glad I went to school to them.
You know, Pat...
And I still remember so many of them. And I've been writing little sketches about my school memories, and it's called Six in a Pew, because there used to be one short, very plump little nun who would stand in the middle of the aisle in church, in her habit, of course, and whisper in reverential tones, "Six in a pew! Six in a pew!" And I'm writing sketches about my school memories, and it's called Six in a Pew.
I love it. What a great thing.
Isn't that fun?
Oh. Now, Pat, we had talked at one point, and you were writing your life story. How's that going?
Pretty well. I do it in segments. You know, whatever appeals to me. I'm not that disciplined as a person. So whatever appeals to me or whatever I'm thinking about, because it's funny how our brains pop about our past history of living, and you come up with faces you haven't thought of in years and names you haven't thought of in years, and it's a walk down memory lane, and how marvelous it is because it brings back those people who have in one way or another affected your life.
Now, Pat, have you come up with a title for your autobiography?
Six in a Pew.
Oh, it's a great title.
Yes, I think so.
It. Now, Pat, at this time of year, is there a TV show or a movie or something that you like to watch that's Christmas-themed?
I don't have that in my brain as a plan, but I always check the TV, and there are certain movies that are redolent of this period of the calendar year, and I love to see them again and again and again. And so I take pleasure from that, and I'm sure other people do too.
Now, the music of this time of year is so special to people. We hear it 1 month out of the year. What does the music do for you when you hear it at Christmas time?
Makes me cry.
Hmm. Why is that?
Because it brings back memories of Christmas past with many people who are gone now. And it's just a very special time of the year, and the music is special that goes with it.
You know, that's interesting, Pat, because this is a joyous time of year.
Absolutely.
But this year, with the pandemic, which we have not faced in over 100 years, and also every year, there are people who do get depressed this time of year. Loved ones are gone.
That's right.
Some people don't feel they have enough money at this. There are problems this time of year for people. What advice would you give to people who are in this pandemic, miss their loved ones, who maybe they can't be together because they've departed us, or because they can't get together because of the pandemic? How should they celebrate this Christmas of 2020?
Like you always do, don't change anything.
When you lose somebody, I mean, mothers, fathers go on. Some people lose children. How do you get through that at the holiday?
Oh, I don't know. I miss my mother every Christmas because she was so special, as I'm sure all mothers are. And she always made Christmas a very special time of the year. I was an only child. I had no siblings. And she just made sure that I had a very special time. She decorated the house to the nines. She had special treats every day. She was, oh, what a good mother she was. And so I don't know. Her good example, I don't know if I've followed it or not. I hope I have in some ways. Some ways I couldn't, because she was just so marvelous at everything she did. She was a bright woman. She was a tiny little lady. My dad was 6'3", she was 5, and I was the midget. And the three of us going down the street looked like a circus act. But it was great fun, and my dad was a handsome man. Women used to swoon when he'd pass by. He looked a lot like Oh, the movie actor, the tall, 6-foot movie actor.
Clark Gable?
I see his face and I can't get his name. But Dad used to be mistaken for him when he'd walk along the street and the ladies would swoon. And he had a friend named Don Jolly. And Don Jolly was the same height. And when those two men were together, they used to take me with them to the saloons that they'd go to because they knew that I knew all the bartenders and they let me wash dishes. And I had a ball. I had a veritable ball with those two men, tall, handsome men. And I would get behind that bar and have the time of my life. Oh, I was so grateful to those gentlemen for taking me with them.
Mm. You know, Pat, we have about 3 minutes left here, and I want to talk about Christmas food because we have the fruitcakes and the eggnog. Now, are you a fan of a fruitcake or eggnog?
Not particularly of either one of them. Eggnog is too sweet for me, and fruitcake just doesn't appeal to me. So I'm an old pickle puss when it comes to that.
Now, do you have maybe any type of Christmas cookie, or do you like to eat anything special on the holiday?
I like to eat everything special on the holidays. Whatever's out, I'll eat.
Do you have a favorite food?
No, I don't. I just like everything.
Now, Pat, when you look ahead next year, what do you foresee in the new year? What do you want to do in 2021?
Be alive.
I don't think you're going to have any problem.
That shocked you, didn't it?
It did. It was a good answer, though. It was a good
Absolutely.
Answer.
Absolutely.
You know,
that is the truth. There is so much going on in this crazy world of ours, and I'm ever aware of the bad things out there and the good things. We keep forgetting the good things. And so it's like watching a movie show, isn't it?
It is. Pat, we've got about 2 minutes left, and we've done this every Christmas, so I'm gonna encroach upon you here again for a second before we part ways, because you are a Grammy Award-winning actress. Do you have a little Christmas anything in your mind, any song, just a little line that you could give us here before we part ways for the holiday?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the spirit bright. Next year we will all be in a such delight. Ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide ring. I'm making up words here. I'm not singing the right words.
No, I like it.
Oh, well, that's good. But that's my contribution to the music of the season.
Well, it's good, Pat, because I like your version better, and we won't have to pay for your version.
Oh, are you sure?
No, I don't think so. I think that's...
Oh, I hope not, because I don't want to cost you any money.
No, you're fine. Pat, here's the thing. I think at Christmas you have to count your blessings no matter what year it is. And one of my blessings, and I want to let the audience know this, there has never been a pretension with Pat Carroll, and I certainly don't go to everybody's house or have been invited that has been on this program. An Emmy Award winner, Tony Award winner, Pat Carroll invited me into her house, was as hospitable as you could be, let me take a picture with her Emmy and her Tony, and I remember this. This is what I remember. This will tell you, this is all you need to know about Pat Carroll. She said, "Do you want to see the Emmy?" And we go in there, of course we do, and we go in there, and Pat, I don't want to touch it, and Pat says, "Get it off, take a picture with it, that's what it's there for." That's Pat Carroll, and that's, you're just the dearest woman, I love you to death, I want you to have the most Merry Christmas, and I know we're going to do this for another 20 years, Pat.
Oh, please, from your mouth to God's ear.
Pat, Merry Christmas, have the best time, and we will talk very soon.
I hope so, and a beautiful Merry Christmas to your good self.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There is nobody like Pat Carroll. Absolutely. Kreskin, Santa Larry, and Pat Carroll. You can't beat that. Tomorrow morning at this time, Sam Donaldson and Heloise. Hey, it's a big week here. Glenn Coble and I come up right after this in the holiday spirit. Stay tuned to this station.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up a sash. Breast of the new snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes?